Hi, I'm Laura, and I am ADHD AF, seriously. In the interim between seasons 2 and 3, I've created these micro interviews to use the platform to share useful information to the ADHD community. I'm just a late diagnosed ADHDer sharing my lived experiences, which means I'm not a psychiatrist, therapist, or coach. I am not trained or even emotionally equipped to offer advice or support. And that's why I've gathered these golden nuggets of information from people who actually know what they're talking about. There will likely be swearing and sensitive subject matter, so please have a read of the description of each episode before ingesting these juicy morsels of information, or in other words, tidbits. So does anybody else have that thing where you hear a phrase or a term and you know what it means? Loosely, you know what it means. You grasp the meaning. But because we live in these kind of bubbles in social media, you can keep seeing a phrase again and again. And you just kind of skim over the fact that you don't completely understand it. I'm going to get to the bottom of one that's been bugging me for a little while. I want to know all about the nervous system, but obviously we only have 10 minutes because it's a tidbit. So to help me, I have a wonderful expert. Please introduce yourself.
I am Sasha Harper and I'm an ADHD coach.
Thank you so much for joining me, Sasha. What is the nervous system? Please tell me.
Essentially, it's a system in our body that keeps us alive. The one that we will see on social media is talking about the autonomic nervous system, which is based around protection. You might have heard the terms fight, flight, freeze, fawn. Why is this so important for ADHDers? Because the nervous system is also regulated through many different parts of the body, but mainly the prefrontal cortex as well. And think about it like this, right? So we've got our freeze. Let's just do a little quick overview. Freeze response, like playing possum. What you're basically, you've got a part of your nervous system that wants to keep you alive by keeping you still and waiting for the threat to pass. And then we have another part of the nervous system, which is, no, I want to keep you safe by fighting or running away. And then we've got another part of the nervous system, which is less understood, which is the system of safety and social engagement. That wants to keep us happy, creative, connected, problem solving, in the moment, present. So we've got three different states. The problem is the prefrontal cortex is kind of like the parent of saying, like, is this threat viable? Let's just say you get a trigger. It's an email from your boss. What is meant to happen is that signal comes through and your prefrontal cortex goes, babe, don't worry. There is not a lion in sight. We are fine. That is an email from your boss and you have the safety, connection, resources, time, everything to sort that out. You're going to be fine. Problem with ADHD though is the prefrontal cortex is a little bit weaker. So it kind of goes, wah, I don't know, and doesn't regulate these through. So whilst we can maybe consciously say to ourselves, well, you know, it's only an email, I'm fine, our body is actually responding in a really primal way.
Oh my goodness. Thank you. I know that makes a lot of sense. I mean, obviously I know about the different responses and I know all of that, but to put it like that, I really do get it now. So thank you very, very much. So as you said the word dysregulated. If our nervous system is dysregulated, how do we regulate it? Is this something that can be done in a preventative rather than cure way? Or is this, how does it work?
A huge part of my life's purpose right now. And I'm going to do my best to answer that question as succinctly as I can. I use the words regulation and dysregulation on my social media all the time to differentiate between the two. But it's actually more useful when we look at the terms of inflexible and flexible nervous system. And what I mean by that is we need to be in all states of our nervous system throughout the day. The safety and the shutdown response are similar. So when we go to sleep, we go into rest and digest when we feel safe. So we need to be in that state. We need to use that part of the nervous system. We need to talk and mobilize and do things and be in the same part of our nervous system, which is responsible for fight or flight. But again, when there's safety. So actually, we need flexibility in our nervous system to go from immobilized, sleeping, into mobilization for the day. And then we need to shut off, which many ADHDers struggle with. So we want to go with flexibility. So actually, what we're saying is by dysregulated is inflexible. which means once the trigger comes in, we can't come out of it very well. Mm. So what we're looking for is actually to transition through the states. And you can do it in so many different ways. You can do it body-based ways. So things like if we are in fight or flight, we know it. We'll go for a walk.
Stupid mental health walk for our stupid mental health.
Yes. Because the bilateral stimulation brings on two parts of the brain, which is regulate, and it brings on the prefrontal cortex, which again can then assess. Even things like our sight. We are more inclined to be in our fight or flight because we're looking at screens. When we are triggered into our fight or flight without safety, the one that doesn't feel the best, well, it actually gives a narrow field of vision. Think about it. It's like laser focus.
Yeah.
What are we doing all day? We are laser focusing our vision. So we are indirectly giving our body cues that we need to be in this hypervigilant, anxious, maybe overthinking state. So actually going for that mental health walk, we've got bilateral stimulation. So bringing all parts of the brain online, not just the parts that are responsible for the automatic fight or flight. And then we are expanding our field of vision, which is also a cue of safety. So essentially when we're saying regulation, we are saying bringing safety back into the body. And we can do it from internal cues. We can do it from external cues. We can do it through safe people and co-regulation. The relationship between, you know, dopamine and oxytocin is not spoke about as explicitly as dopamine and motivation and excitement and things like that. You know, we know body doubling works, but why does body doubling work? Mm. So it's actually activating that our ventral part of our nervous system, our system of safety and social engagement. So it's basically when you say, so, okay, how can we regulate our nervous system? How can we get better at moving through the triggers?
Oh my goodness, I love it. So, I mean, I've also, obviously we are skimming the surface and we're going to have to deep dive into this at a later date. But I've seen your post, you've said regulating your nervous system can help improve your ADHD symptoms.
When you can build more flexibility into your nervous system, your ADHD symptoms improve. And what the measure of that is intensity, frequency, and duration. Because ask me, as somebody who practices a lot of regulation, am I still ADHD and autistic? Yes, I am. I feel that I am in control of my life and I, you know, I'm not as overwhelmed and I don't have the same experiences as I did when I had a less flexible nervous system. So they will get smaller. And what we mean by that is if we are in our fight or flight, we are going to experience things like working memory issues. You know, that part of the brain is not available to us. We're not going to be thinking as clearly. We're not feeling safe. We are going to experience more rejection sensitivity. We're going to experience these triggers for longer periods of time. And essentially, when we're in our fight or flight, our prefrontal cortex, the energy will go there. And the blood will go there when we are safe, when we feel safe, when we receive safety. So it's like if we're then triggered by our own ADHD symptoms, like, oh, I've forgotten that email, that sends us into a stress response. Our prefrontal cortex is like, oh, okay, stress response, you take over.
Yeah.
In situations, we're not going to be thinking more clearly. We're going to be more scatterbrained. We're going to be more impulsive. We're going to be more anxious. We're just going to be in that like hyperactive side. We might want to be in with addictions more to soothe this feeling that we're experiencing. But the body's like the lion's over there. And it's like your boss is saying, well, you've got 7 more hours of work and you've got to just sit in these two realities. And you might be more distractible. And then thinking about when we drop down a bit further, oh, this project's too big. I'm going to be in my procrastination. Again, when we run it through the nervous system lens versus an ADHD lens, we can spend less time in it.
That's absolutely fascinating. And it makes me think about panic attacks. I started having panic attacks last year, which is weird because I've always been such a nervous person, but I've never had panic attacks until last year. And I nearly, the first one I had, actually all of them, I thought I was going to die and I nearly fainted. And my husband was explaining to me that it's because your body thinks that it's unsafe. So all of your blood is rushing to protect your organs. And that's why you've lost the blood and you feel woozy and you feel faint. So it sounds like the same thing, right?
This is what's really, really interesting when we're looking at the big symptoms. So like if we look in the autistic community, meltdown. And a panic attack can be looked at through a nervous system lens of significant overwhelm and stress. And that is the body's way of releasing it. So, and it's kind of like we want to get to an awareness where we can feel like stressed and unsafe in our body and kind of like discharge that energy and get back into regulation before it builds. And the body says, okay, if you're not listening, I'm going to get it out the best way I can, whether it's a panic attack, a meltdown, a rage response.
Lashing out, impulse spending, going out drinking, whatever it is. That's so, so fascinating. So just one more quick one. How can I figure out how to regulate my nervous system or make it more flexible? How do we figure out what it is that could work for us to help do that?
Well, what I will say is no one ever does that alone. It is finding safe places, spaces, communities where one, naturally just being in proximity to somebody feels regulating to your nervous system. Mm-hmm. If we're talking about, okay, we really want to move from feeling really inflexible, we don't have much control over these triggers, it would be getting support from like therapists and coaches who specialize in that.
Like yourself.
Like me, indeed.
Wonderful. All right. Well, thank you ever so much. I really appreciate that. And I can't wait to talk to you about this in more depth another day.
Oh, I'm sorry. How lush is Sasha? What an absolute ledge. I'm so excited that she's going to be joining myself and the crew on the last ever ADHD AF tour at the Alien Nation show at Salford Lads Club on actual Star Wars Day. So join us at Salford Lads for the afternoon, and may the 4th be with us all.
I hope you enjoyed that tidbit from an expert. If so, please comment in the Q&A on Spotify or leave a review wherever you're listening, and I might just keep creating them alongside season 3, which is coming right up with some full-length interviews with absolutely legendary ADHD AF guests. If like me, late diagnosed ADHD left you feeling like an alien, you are not alone. Come and connect with the community at ADHD AF Alien Nation Live Tour, an intergalactic, huntastic expedition invading 14 UK cities this spring summer to raise ADHD awareness and connect local ADHDers. Tickets are available via the link in the blurb of this episode and on ADHDersFemales.com/events. These very special live shows explore going from the feelings of alienation to discovering an alien nation. There's a whole planet of us. I hope to see you in real life there and or chat to you on Discord or over Zoom on the online peer support community, Planet ADHD AF.